you're ready to get to your destination. You might have to make that quick dash because you know the train's just a couple of minutes away and you left your run a little bit too late. That's fine if you're able-bodied and you can make that mad last-second dash. But if you have a disability, well, you might have a bit of trouble even getting to the platform in the first place. Michael Berkman is the Greens member in the seat of Maywa. He's been calling on the state government to upgrade several stations to improve disability access. Michael, which stations in particular?
I've been focusing, obviously, on those stations in my electorate. So anyone who's been to Turinga train station in recent years would know just how atrociously inaccessible it is. That's one of the worst. Auchenflower is another, given its closeness to the hospital there. There's a real issue with ensuring that that's actually accessible. You know, it's got any... Again, if you've been there recently, you'd know the massive long ramp that you can notionally get a wheelchair down. But I went there not too long ago with our Western Australian Senator, Jordan Steele John, who is himself in a wheelchair, and he looked at it and just was gobsmacked that that was considered in any way acceptable as a means of accessing the station there, because it's so steep and presents a real risk for anyone in a wheelchair or dealing with other mobility issues.
This is something you've taken up with the Transport Minister, Mark Bailey. What's been the response?
Yeah, look, it's an issue that I've tried to get on his radar from very early in this term of government. We've asked that those stations in particular be upgraded to meet modern disability access standards by 2020, and that the government meet the legislated federal requirement for station accessibility by 2022. And look, his response has been pretty similar from questions I've put to him in estimates through to a written response we got recently, which is that the government is not going to meet those accessibility standard deadlines of 2022. And look, the view that he put in estimates is essentially that we're not on our own. Other states are going to fail to meet these. So that's just the way of it, which frankly, I just don't think is good enough.
Is that time frame long enough?
Well, look, it's a deadline that was set nearly a couple of decades ago. You know, the Disability Discrimination Act is coming up to nearly 30 years old, I think. And from 2002, there was a 20-year time frame set for 100% accessibility at stations. And we're going to fall well short of that. It's not even two-thirds of the stations around the South East Queensland network that meet those standards.
If you're a person with a disability and have had problems accessing a train station anywhere, let us know. Give us a call, 1300 222 612. 1300 222 612. Seems interesting because we spend money on new trains, we look at all new trains, but it's actually getting people onto the stations to catch those trains should be a priority.
Absolutely. And look, I've spoken to so many residents about this. Traffic is an issue for people everywhere, and we can't expect that upgrading roads is going to solve the problem anytime soon. It's traffic planning 101. More roads, more cars will go on the road if you take that approach. Whereas improving our public transport networks really is the answer, and ensuring accessibility for all residents is just central to that. It's absolutely necessary in this day and age.
Michael Berkman, don't Queensland Rail have a rollout plan as far as improving accessibility is concerned? I know they're doing regular station upgrades, and access is a key part of that.
Yeah, look, they've identified some stations, but there is no plan for accessibility across the network. My call specifically around Auchenflower and Turinga. So Auchenflower's in the process at the moment. They've put designs, concepts and a bunch of pretty pictures, went out to the public for feedback around the middle of last year. But around Turinga, we have no idea. There is no suggestion as to when that station will be upgraded. And I've no doubt that's the case for plenty of other stations across the network.
Do you have examples anywhere where they do it correctly the right way? Have you seen any stations, whether they be interstate, overseas, where they do look after wheelchair access?
Oh, well, look, I mean, we've got plenty of examples here locally where, you know, stations have been upgraded recently, as Craig's mentioned. The Minister's response about the way accessibility is done in other states in Australia doesn't paint a rosy picture. But I think the fact is we've just got to accept that you know, this kind of segregation of the community of people with disability is not good enough in this day and age, and we need to find ways to ensure, you know, that they can, you know, that they can access all parts of society, that inclusion is a priority. And, you know, we wouldn't accept this kind of segregation on the basis of any, you know, any other kind of, you know, social classification or condition. So for disability, it should be no different.
Yeah, so accessibility to stations, accessibility on the next generation rolling stock, that's also been a key concern for disability advocates as well. And part of the reason why there has been such a massive delay in the program of those new trains actually getting on the tracks of southeast Queensland.
Yeah, that's right. And that example, the new generation rolling stock demonstrates just how poor the efforts have been in government in some quarters to treat this as a priority issue and ensure that those disability access issues are dealt with from ground floor. You know, procurement needs to ensure that, there are such thorough processes in government. How was that missed? I don't understand it.
Michael Berkman, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Craig.
This issue of accessibility at train stations, Bill from Banyo knows all about some of those. Morning to you, Bill. What's been your experience?
I had a light operation on my legs. I lose balance very, very quickly. Getting up into the train, you got to get two or three people to give me a hand to get in and getting off. You know, couldn't they, like the buses, they can lower that carriage down, make it much more easier to get on and off?
That is so true, Bill. And is it hard to get people to help you? I mean, do you have to look around and say, can someone help me? I'd be panicking.
I know some people are pretty good on hold. They come rushing towards you. Hey, matey, we give you a hand. Mm. I've been fairly good, lucky.
Well, it's lovely to hear that there is that community spirit, but that's an issue that you identify about the step up onto a train from the platform. Calvin from Ipswich, what about for you?
Look at Fairfield and Yeronga. They're terrible. And the disabled spots, when you don't even have a shelter to wait on the disabled spot.
So there's nothing over you to protect you from the sun?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you've got to wait there because that's where you're supposed to wait for the guard to help you on the train.
Right. Gosh.
And you need to go to Japan. Level platforms, you walk straight on trains. Any station through the whole network of Japan are all level platforms.
Yeah, and good point.
The other thing to consider, this is one that's bugbearing me at the moment, there are people using the disabled scooters that aren't disabled.
Oh, like mobility scooters and so on?
Yes.
See, that's an interesting one, Calvin.
Taking up our spots.
Right, okay.
Yeah, where you might be able to go on a train or in a waiting area to get that assistance that you require.
Yes.
Good point that you make, Calvin. Thanks for the call this morning, 1300 222 612. Jeff Trappett is a disability advocate. Jeff, this would be something you encounter each and every day.
It is, unfortunately. The accessibility of train stations is one of those ones that the government just doesn't seem to be doing all they should be. There's legislative responsibilities that they need to meet, and this government just doesn't seem interested in trying to meet them by the time frame that's set down in the legislation.
The way the government talks, though, they're not the only ones in a similar predicament, that other jurisdictions are also struggling as far as that's concerned.
I said the other day, words to the effect of, this isn't the state of origin. You don't get points just for beating New South Wales. It's federal legislation, and there's no way around it.
You know, we've been talking about we have to do more for our disabled in the community and including them. And Jeff, how many stories have you heard similar to the ones that we've been hearing this morning?
Oh, constantly. It's a constant battle for people with a disability just to be able to get out there and have the life that they deserve. People with a disability want to be out there and want to be contributing to society, but transport's one of those things that will always be that item that holds them back. And that's a terrible tragedy. We want to see the Queensland government doing all they can to rectify that issue rather than being part of that problem.
Good to hear from you, Jeff. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Disability advocate Jeff Trappett.
Friendly.
It's a great place.
Good weather. You're